to analyze things from an evolutionary perspective, but when you look at what men needed to do to hunt and survive and beat each other and go kill things and how women needed to get along together in the cave, I think we've evolved with very different habits and mindsets. And in the professional world, where we're now equals, that translates to different attitudes about confidence and ability and value, worth. I mean, it's a well-known fact that a man is going to think he's worth more salary-wise, typically, again, all generalizations, and is going to ask for more and demand more. And so that's where we end up with some of the pay inequality. But I think they'll apply for jobs that they're not qualified for, and we won't unless we can check all the boxes. And so I think there are a lot of things there where we are wired differently, but now we're playing in a world where we're doing the same stuff and we're all equally as capable. In some cases, women more capable. There's evidence that women code better, and as long as their name isn't on the evaluation of their code, they would get a higher score. But as soon as it's a woman's name, it gets a lower score. I think there's a lot more gender bias than we think there is.